Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So relax and take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 13 and 19. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. Okay, Hebrews 3, 13, 19, and the title of the message today is A Hard Heart Leads to Unbelief. But instead, warn, admonish, urge, and encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened into settled rebellion by the deceitfulness of sin, by the fraudulence, the stratagem, the trickery which the delusive glamour of his sin may play on him. So we see that they were not able to enter into his rest because of their unwillingness to adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Unbelief had shut them out. Well, the author of the book of Hebrews is unknown, other than he is thought to be a second generation Christian. He is talking about the hardened hearts of the Israelites in the desert during Moses' generation. The hearts of those in the wilderness had grown hard and callous toward the Lord. And the author of Hebrews is encouraging the post-Christ believers to encourage one another every single day. Hard hearts toward God can only lead to sin. Sin tricks us all. Glamour catches many of our eyes. We are drawn to it. But when we get really close to having it, it moves further from us, keeps moving away, and we keep moving toward it. However, it continues to elude us. We may desire what is on the other side of sin, but the only thing on the other side of sin is regret and pain. So the Hebrews author is adamant about assisting one another, helping one another, and reminding one another to keep their hearts soft toward God every day. As he closes out the chapter in verse 19, he reminds us that the Israelites never did enter into God's rest, his peace. They were unable to do so because of their inability to rely on and believe in God. The Amplified Version says, unbelief shut them out. None of us are immune to a hardened heart. I continue to ask God to keep my heart soft toward him. I cannot do this on my own. The world is too glitzy and glamorous and provides so many opportunities for us to be drawn into it. But I do desire to enter God's rest. Above all, I seek peace. In order to do that, I must put God and keep God on a pedestal, not the world. Today, I choose to love and revere God as the great I am and the almighty God that he is, and pray that God will keep me in his presence, that he will help me keep him my Lord of my heart. May you find that God is the most important part of your life and that your heart remains soft toward him. Blessings be to you. And now our prayer. Oh, Lord, my God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the constant and gentle reminders that you are God of all. You are the great I am. You and only you deserve all my praise and worship. Lord, I pray that you will keep my heart soft toward you. Help me to believe in you and your power and might all the days of my life. Help me see you as the God of all creation for as long as I am on this earth. Do not let the world's desires and all of its treasures deceive me even for a moment. Help me look to you as Lord of all. Help me find all that I need in you and your presence in my life. Increase my faith and belief above and beyond all that I can see so that I do not get distracted with worldly things. Keep my eyes on you, Lord. Keep my eyes on you. Fill my soul with your Holy Spirit so that I'm full of all I need and desire. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me to know you and worship you. Help me bless someone today. And thank you for hearing my prayer. And what I heard back from God is, my spirit is within you, my child, and you are mine forever and ever. and my response back to him, undeservedly yours, Lord. Amen.